This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back in a minute and talk about farm capital expenditures. We're back on the program this week with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And David, one of the first adjustments a farmer or rancher out there can make in light of some tight financial conditions is holding off on farm capital expenditures. Let's talk about those today.
Hi, Joe. Great to join you today. Yes, we've chatted a lot about ways that producers can adjust their cost structure in our weekly conversations. And capital expenditures or capital investments, thinking about the large equipment or machinery or buildings that producers can buy and put up, that's one area that producers can cut back on. About a year ago, Brent looked at these data and concluded that the USDA said a little bit of adjustments, small adjustments down. Lately, the USDA has revised those estimates, and actually in 2015, a very sharp decrease in what producers were planning for capital expenditures in 2015.
Did we see a large adjustment in that? Tell us how guys are adjusting out there.
Yeah, so let's we'll talk a little bit about where we were and kind of where we are. In 2014, real farm capital expenditures, these are $2009 dollars, peaked at about $41.2 billion. This is as net incomes were softening after the peak in 2013. In 2015, these estimates for capital expenditures fell to $30 billion, or about a 26% decrease in 1 year. Looking at the historical drops, this is rivaling the largest drop we've seen in the data set. That was in 1985, when capital expenditures or capital investments fell some 27% there in the heart of the farm financial crisis.
How about some changes by category? I know on the blog you got a good graph on that.
Yeah, so when we looked at some of the changes within the types of capital expenditures, kind of two big buckets. One of them is vehicles and equipment. Those are down pretty consistently between 25 and 32%. These are tractors, trucks, machinery, other automobiles. Where we've seen the declines not quite as significant as with service buildings or land improvements. So those are down about 15 to 16% for each of those categories. So still declining, declines across the board. But for some of these structures, the decline has been a little slower than with the equipment.
Now, looking ahead, do we expect a further decline?
Yeah, that's a great question. That usually comes to mind when we think about this. Overall, if people visit the website ageconomist.com, they can see the trend. The farm capital expenditures trended higher since the late 1980s. But in the 90s, there was a period there where farm capital expenditures, in real terms again, inflation-adjusted, hovered around $20 billion. Of course, in 2016, we said that we're at $29.9 billion. So if we were to return to those levels, it would be about a 31% decline from where we are today. So we don't know what the future holds, but we know that we're still well above where we were post-farm financial crisis of the 1980s. There's been a large adjustment, and we'll see what shapes up for the next couple of years in agriculture.
Let's wrap it up. Sounds like farmers will keep a lid on their capital expenditures.
Yeah, producers are definitely holding off on capital purchases. They're thinking about how can I hold off on replacing this grain bin or this building, or how can I run this piece of equipment longer. So that's one area that producers can adjust their cost structure and keep a lid on expenses. It's also important for ag retailers and ag manufacturers to keep that in mind as that plays into their core business and how that affects them. Right now, the USDA has 2016 as estimated pretty flat from 2015, sort of a status quo. But given the net farm income declines that we've talked about earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if we could see farm capital expenditures dip again in 2016. But we'll wait and see.
David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with us today. For more, go to ageconomist.com. And to hear this program again, you can go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.